Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can watch videos, you can read articles, you can listen to podcasts, past interviews, all the way back, all the way back, all the way back. We've been doing this since 97, and I think we started capturing them in 99. So thousands of stuff, pieces of information with our Brain Trust members. You can check it out right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Giovanni Cortolo, our guest today, has deposited with us. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's uschamber.com, folks. Giovanni, the budget is the big topic right now. After how many years now, we've got the President and both houses of Congress actually talking about a budget as if, you know, it's almost like this seems weird that they're doing this after 4 years of not doing it.
Well, it's nice that they're getting serious in some respects.
You mean it's nice that they're actually doing their job, is what you mean, I think.
I agree. That's the only job that lawmakers have to do is fund the government.
And yet they haven't been doing it for 4 years.
They haven't done it properly.
The President and the Senate didn't.
No, the Senate has been woofully behind.
Why do we pay them?
I don't know.
Please explain that to me, Giovanni. I think it's time to take the gloves off.
Well, that's exactly what the House said to the Senate. Look, if you don't pass a budget, you're not going to get paid.
Right. So that's why we're getting the Senate's trying to budget.
Well, I tell you, Jim, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad, I tell you, because the President did come out with his budget, and he made some small incremental moves forward, but they were really grounded in a lot of wish list increased spending. It's amazing how many times he uses the word balanced, yet his budget does not balance.
It's not even in a four-digit grid coordinate of balance. It's not even in the hemisphere or the galaxy of balance.
And you know, it's great to say you did a budget, but in this particular case, he uses a lot of rosy scenarios. I mean, interest rates are not going to stay low forever.
Giovanni, I keep whenever I think about the President saying things like this, balance, using the word balance in this budget, and other people in Washington, the way they talk about things, and they're just not true. The things that they say are just not true. They're abusing the English language. The thing I keep thinking about is without any sense of shame.
Yeah, well,
you and I wouldn't approach our business like that because we're capable of shame.
Yeah, if you were underwater and losing money every quarter in your business, you wouldn't say, "Well, we have a balanced approach.
Right.
We're gonna increase our spending, and we're going to increase our the cost of what." Right. I mean, you don't do things like
that. See how far that gets you at the grocery store or with your banker, right?
Yeah, you're finding your customers.
What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to compromise, or is it going to collapse?
And that's a good question. This strange dance that's happening on Capitol Hill, a lot of people feel it's the lawmakers are dysfunctional, and to a certain extent they are, but you have two different visions of where the country should be going. And they're very well articulated by each side. Taking back from making any value choices, they're both advocating in area. For one thing, we cannot sustain increased spending, because the gravity of a budget, the realities of spending and the realities of borrowing to increase spending will come to bear eventually. There's just two, I've always said for the last 6 years, every election is about the size and scope of government
yeah.
and how you pay for it.
So that's an excellent question, because the two groups of people that could be shining a light and putting some pressure on these people without any sense of shame are the voters and the media, the press. And neither one of them seem to be upset about this. What do you think?
I watch the mainstream news every night, and I shake my head because it's so far off the mark with inaccuracies, half-truths.
Yeah.
Or omissions.
How about just not covering something?
Yeah, and I'm not one to watch the left or the right media stations. I like to dive right into the CBO reports. I like to look at C-SPAN because I get the primary information. And they're just so slanted to the left, unfortunately.
Yeah, toward not balancing, toward bigger government, toward more debt.
Yeah, it's the government, and there seems to be a lot of people that buy onto this. This particular budget by the administration is more or less a charm offensive. I mean, it's has something in there for everyone, and it doesn't do anything to increase our competitiveness.
And if I'm not mistaken, Giovanni, when the president talks about cutting, he's talking about reducing the amount of future increases, not cutting real things down below where they are now, but cutting the price of future increases and out to in years that nobody currently elected has any control over.
Correct. If you put it down into words, you're 100% correct, but the real problem is in the entitlements.
Yeah.
We're already kind of curtained spending. Taxes are up to an average of 19% of GDP.
Yeah, we can't tax anymore. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more and see what the U.S. Chamber is doing about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.